Speaking of absolute guns, our next guest will be one of those. Port Adelaide's number 5 pick in last year's draft, North Adelaide Premiership player. His name is Connor Rosie. Connor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
G'day, Cornsy. How are we, boys? Thanks for having me.
We're very well. So you're a couple of months into your AFL career, mate. Is it everything you expected it to be?
Yeah, pretty much so far. It's been pretty solid, I guess. Coming in, I thought it was going to be pretty solid, and it's been pretty hard so far, but I'm enjoying every moment as well. So, yeah, living the dream playing football.
When you say it's pretty hard and pretty solid, what's the most difficult things about it?
For me personally, I think the running side of things is probably my weakness coming into the draft and something I've needed to improve on for a little bit now. So coming in, I've been given a few extra sets here and there, and that's been pretty hard for me. But, yeah, just getting through and enjoying every other part of it as well. So, yeah, enjoying it.
Mate, you're pretty versatile, and that's one of the things that no doubt attracted Port Adelaide to. We've seen you play forward through the midfield at times, but probably made a name for yourself across half-back, particularly during the final series for North Adelaide. But it's competitive down back at Port Adelaide with Burton coming in, some other players there as well. Where are they going to play you?
Yeah, well, as you said, we've got a pretty solid back six, and it's going to be pretty hard to break into that, I think. So hopefully down forward, I think I can maybe steal a spot there and early in the season. So hopefully I can get a spot down there. And then as I put on a bit of body size and a bit of fitness as well, hopefully I can spit through the midfield and play a bit through there. So, yeah, as you said, I'm pretty versatile, and I think that's one of my strengths. So hopefully down forward and maybe be in the midfield and maybe in the long run down back. But, yeah, that back six is pretty solid at the moment, I think.
So you've been training with the forwards, no doubt learning from, I guess, Charlie Dixon and Robbie Gray and the other small forwards down there. Is it something that comes naturally to you?
Yeah, I think so. I played forward for a lot of my career. So coming into Port Adelaide, and I've been training mostly down forward and having guys, like you said, Charlie Dixon, Robbie Gray, Brad Ebert, Travis Boak, yeah, the idols you look up to when you're younger. So having them boys to train with throughout every week and giving a little tips here and there has definitely helped me develop my game a lot quicker than I probably thought coming in. And, yeah, hopefully I can get a game.
Connie, we spent the last couple of days at the AFL induction camp. Just take us through what that all means, basically.
Yeah, so all the first-year players, they get flown over to Melbourne if they're not already in Melbourne. And we had a lot of meetings, and we got introduced to the Players Association, which they do a lot of work for the players, which was created by the players, and they do a lot of work for the players behind the scenes. And we also had a lot of stuff on ASADA and how to go about that, and yeah, just all the drug policies and discrimination laws and all that sort of stuff, so that we know what to do going forward.
Fair bit to take in. You probably would have had a headache by the end of it. Usually they get some former players to come and speak as guests. Who did you have, and what were some of the highlights?
We had Justin Kaczynski. He did a one-on-one interview with Lee Montagna, so that was probably the most insightful interview at the whole camp. I think he provided a really good insight into mental health and some of the struggles that he had throughout his career, even though a lot of people didn't know about him. So I think, for me personally, that was the most insightful meeting that we had, and I took a fair bit away from that. But, yeah, overall, it was a pretty good 2 days.
Hey, Connor, take us through your last season in particular at North Adelaide. You were always on the radar, and you were going to go in the draft, but it seemed like the final series, you really went to another level, and that's what probably put you, I'd say, inside the top 10. Take us through your time there, and just you know, what that did for you in terms of going win a title with a premiership rather with North Adelaide and going onto an AFL list.
Yeah, I guess coming into the season, one of my goals was just to play a senior game. So to play a fair few, and then we just made finals, and then to go all the way through and win a premiership was probably the happiest I've been in my whole life, and yeah, it's something I'll never forget. But yeah, coming into finals, I guess I was probably up there, but not in the mix for a top 5 selection where I went. But yeah, I think I stepped up during finals and showed that I can play under pressure in big moments. So I guess something that Port Adelaide see pretty valuable. And yeah, I was pretty lucky to get picked up by them so early.
Port Adelaide new recruit Connor Rosie joining us on 1629 SEN SA Breakfast this morning. Have you been taken by Port Adelaide's tradition? No doubt being a South Australian, you would have known about it, but have they drilled that into you in your first couple of weeks at Port Adelaide?
Yeah, definitely. You can see just walking into the club that they take pride in how successful a footy club they've been over the 100 or so years that they've been established. And, all the past players coming through, you can see that they take a lot of pride in, the type of footy club they have and the traditions they've got around the club. And, that's definitely taken me by storm since I've come in the first few weeks. And hopefully we can continue that tradition and be a successful footy club going forward.
Now, Connor, at SEN SA, we work in this little circle of trust where we're completely honest with each other and nothing is off limits, so to speak. You've turned up to Port Adelaide. Is there any little photos of Kane Corns getting around the place and any whispers about the great man? What's the word behind the scenes about Kane Corns?
I didn't know who he was.
Good answer.
Fantastic.
That is a good answer. So let's move on because I don't want to get embarrassed. Hey, as Hazy said, we work with honesty. Who's the new captain going to be?
Ooh, I'm sure Daniel Norton warned you about questions like this.
Yeah, of course he has. Like I said, I don't really know at this stage. I don't think any of the boys really know, to be honest. We've got a few candidates coming in. You can see that we've got a lot of leaders here already that could be potential captains. We've got 7 or 8 that could be in the running. So, at the moment, I've got no idea. But, we've got a good leadership group, so I'm sure one of those boys will be very fit for the role and will be right going forward.
Not on your radar right now. You're just trying to get a game and get fit and fit in and all those types of things. But captaincy down the track, is it something that you've done at junior level? Is it something that appeals to you?
Yeah, I've been a leader coming through through the junior grades for a little bit, so I guess I see myself as that sort of person. I like to step up in big games and lead by example. So potentially down the future, like you said, I'm not really thinking about that at the moment. I'm just trying to get a game, but yeah, hopefully down the track if I'm playing some good football and I can still lead by example, yeah, potentially that's an option.
Training this morning gets underway at about 8:30, we believe. Going to be hot. Do they take it easy on you or you just got to suffer through it?
I don't think they'll be taking it very easy on us today, I don't think. It'll be nice and warm, but keen to get out on the track. We didn't train Monday, so keen to get out, stretch the legs and... yeah, hopefully we can have a good session this morning.
Good man. We are wrapped to have you at Port Adelaide. You're a star. Love your courage in the air and the way you go about it and look forward to watching you break through in 2019. And thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for having me.
Connor Rosie, how well do they handle themselves now? What were you doing at 18?
Oh, 18? What was I doing? I was 25. Like, seriously, these guys are so mature for their age. It's unbelievable. Yeah, obviously, they get perhaps better advice than we had got back then. But he's gonna have a very bright future, you would think. He's an impressive young man, isn't he?
Yeah, I was. I didn't know that they were training him as a forward because all the footy that I've seen him play, particularly in the finals, was across half back where he did it really well. So that's interesting. Because they've got young Kane Farrell down there who played a couple of games this year, has speed. And he's a good young forward with the left foot down there as well. So Travis Boak, Robbie Gray, Dixon, of course, Lysette. So I think it'll be a really different looking mix in the forward line now. And he plays round one for me.
Yeah,
Connor Rosie will play round one. I'll touch wood that his body is ready to go. But he'll slot in nicely.